when Loris Tyrrell unhorsed him, many of us became a trifle poorer. Sir Jamie lost 100 golden dragons, the Queen lost an emerald pendant, and I lost my knife. Her Grace got the emerald back, but the winner kept the rest.
Who?
Catelyn demanded, her mouth dry with fear, her fingers ached with remembered pain. The imp, said Littlefinger, as Lord Varys watched her face. Tyrion Lannister. John. The courtyard rang to the sound of swords. On the black wall, boiled leather and mail, sweat trickled icily down John's chest as he pressed the attack. Gren stumbled backward, defending himself clumsily. When he raised his sword, John went underneath it, with a sweeping blow that crunched against the back of the other boy's leg and sent him staggering. Gren's downcut was answered by an overhand that dented his helm. When he tried a side-swing, John swept aside his blade and slammed a mailed forearm into his chest. Gren lost his footing and sat down hard in the snow. John knocked his sword from his fingers with a slash to his wrist that brought a cry of pain. Enough! Sir Alistair Thorne had a voice with an edge like Valyrian steel. Gren cradled his hand.
A bastard broke my wrist,